Welcome to 2021. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President-elect Biden says about what we've been through with the coronavirus pandemic.
There's never been a single thing America's been unable to overcome, no matter how drastic it's been, when we've done it together. Never, never, never.
He's on Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest on ABC. President Trump put out a videotape message on social media, calling the development of a coronavirus vaccine a medical miracle.
Over and over again, we were told it would be impossible to deliver a vaccine by the end of the year. All of the experts said, absolutely unthinkable. Trump is exaggerating. It can't happen. And we did it long before the end of the year.
Johns Hopkins University reports another 3,419 American coronavirus deaths yesterday. Police in Portland, Oregon declare a riot when about 100 people gathered downtown, some shooting fireworks at the federal courthouse building. There are also reports of broken windows and fires being set. There's been violence in Portland on and off since May, when nationwide protests started over George Floyd's death in police custody in Minneapolis. And police in Minneapolis have released video of a shootout resulting in the first police-related death since then.
In a felony traffic stop Wednesday night, body camera footage shows the suspect, 23-year-old Dolal Id, tried to flee officers, smashing into their cars as Minneapolis police blocked the suspect's vehicle in. It appears the suspect's glass breaking outwards. Police say he shot first. Officers returned fire. The suspect, who police say was part of a felony weapons investigation, died. We're told a weapon was found in his car, and the state is investigating. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Sales tax on women's sanitary products in Great Britain is now eliminated, with the country's divorce with the European Union now finalized. America's listening to Fox News.
Newsmax TV is the biggest thing on cable news, with shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and more. Every night, watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly tells you the truth about Trump. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your operator you want Newsmax. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV. And download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, so get Newsmax TV anytime, anywhere.
Ready for a change of scenery? The best place to start is your own home. Now's the time to try Blinds.com. Start the year off fresh with new window treatments at a great low price. Right now, save on blinds, shades, shutters, even outdoor shades. Enjoy easy online ordering, free shipping, and a guaranteed perfect fit. Whether you DIY or have them handle the install for you, don't wait to visit Blinds.com now to save on the New Year's easiest home improvement project. Rules and restrictions.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. With 64 years of industry connections to have products in stock when others can't. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
AM AM 560 KBLU. Russ Clark with you. Friday morning, 8:05. Hey, there's Edwards with me because there's no, money talk.
I will be your money talk.
Those guys are taking the time off. They well deserved and all that kind of stuff.
I can do it in less than 2 minutes.
You can talk money?
Buy low, sell high.
Those things still work.
Yeah.
Okay. That's Justin. You met Tom Rush the other day.
I did.
Now, Tom, I've known him since he worked for Dean Witter in town because he was one of the few guys that was up at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I'm always up early, and when I didn't do the radio show, I was still up. And so I know that at 6 o'clock in the morning, I could go ask him questions. And these guys are up. I know most of these guys were always up. But Tom, I've seen him since... Yuma is the place I've lived the longest in my life. I've never lived in one place, being an Air Force brat. We moved all over.
I understand that feeling.
Yeah. So I don't know how I got bus fare here, and I've never collected enough to leave. Oh, there's people that would give a donation, I'm sure, if we looked hard enough.
Buy the damn ticket.
There you go. We can do it. But I don't know why I like Yuma so much, but... When I told people in California, and I lived in San Diego, and I was the operations manager for a genuine parts company over there, and I said, I'm leaving, I'm quitting. I was mid-30s, 35, 33, or something, I don't know. And I said that, and I'm going to visit my son. That's good. I said, I'm going to buy the Yuma operation. And they look at me like I had a disease or that there was something wrong with me. Like, are you okay? But it's not, I guess people see success as big city, and that's why it's hard to attract doctors and other things to come to Yuma, even though we have a wonderful hospital. The wives see Scottsdale.
Okay. Well, I will admit, in my office, when we were discussing my schedule,
mm-hmm.
we saw first stop was Williamsburg, Virginia, Busch Gardens.
Yeah.
Then it was Orlando.
Yeah.
Tampa,
yeah.
Clearwater,
right.
Yuma. So, whoa, typo. Someone has a typo. We have a typo.
Yeah.
We left off a couple letters.
Are they concerned about you? I mean, I know they know where you are.
I know Carrie would like me to wander out into the dunes and never come back. Make her life easier.
That's not true. See, if she didn't want to be there, she could quit.
So definitely could see that happening.
Yeah.
She signed so many things for me that I once had to tell her that I went tried to get into one of my safety deposit boxes.
Could she?
She could. Easier because I went myself. It was a brand new teller. The bank manager is a friend and thought it'd be fun knowing that Carrie's the one who filled out all the paperwork.
And signed everything.
And I'm trying to, he's like, sir, that doesn't match. The computer says it doesn't match. Sir, it doesn't match. Finally, Daniel came over and said, actually, that is, he is who he says he is, but still don't let him in because the signatures don't match.
It'll be your signatures.
My signature, because Carrie filled it all and signed it for me.
In high school, I was supposed to take some paperwork into the school that had my parents' signature on it so they could put them on file. I signed
them. No, I
had a lot of sick days.
I had to admit to my mother in elementary school that years later, after the statute of limitations were officially over,
sure.
that I had her sign an index card, and I had told her that it was because they wanted to put it on file. In fact, I had to write a letter that I had misbehaved, and that my mom had to sign it.
No wonder you had to dig a subway. And. So that's before she knew that.
She signed the bottom of it.
And you told her.
I did. I came out. As like I said, after statute of limitations were over, that officially hitting me would be a violation of the law.
Right.
In most states.
I don't think for a high school kid, I don't think you're going to jail.
No, this is elementary school.
Oh, elementary. Okay. Yeah, you're not going to jail.
I even told a graduate eighth grade from that school, and I went down and told the fourth grade teacher, because it's a very small town.
Mm-hmm.
I said, make this place look like Manhattan. And said, the signature card I handed in 5 years ago when I caused all that problems, I faked that.
Yeah.
And she went, you had an idea because your mom never called for follow-up.
So, and your kids aren't listening right now, right?
No, they're not.
Okay, good. Because you don't want to tell them those stories. They will emulate them.
I unlocked all their Minecraft capabilities, so I know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, right, you now can control all that electronically. My my kids, of course, I really appreciate education. I support educators. I support teachers. In this day and age, it's not necessarily the case of parents. Parents don't normally, in today's age, if Johnny's failing, what's the teacher's fault? And if there's a disagreement, then obviously the teacher's in error. And my son, who I was grooming to be an Air Force Academy cadet, brilliant kid, top of the class. I got a call one day from a high school teacher. Mr. Clark, we have a problem. Your son I think she said smart ass or something, but, and he's not doing his work, or he cheated on a test or something along those lines. And I'm kind of laughing because it's math. The kid's a math whiz. I mean, he is just tremendously good. So, and it was not a direct call. She left a voice message because I didn't get to the call. So I called her back, and I said, "Look, I've been having trouble with this guy." I said, "Look, whatever the teacher needs to do to make sure he gets the lessons, I support you. And believe me, whatever you do, it'll be much worse by the time he gets home." And I hung up laughing, you know, because teachers have never heard that. Mm-hmm. And I knew my son didn't do anything wrong. I mean, the kid's brilliant. And she called me back and left another message. I didn't get to the phone again. But apologizing profusely, please don't hurt him. and it was all a misunderstanding. And here's the problem. On the math, they had to put their work on the scrap paper. They weren't allowed to use separate paper. They had to put the work right on the sheet. His paper was totally blank of work.
He did it in his head.
He just had the answers. So obviously he cheated. They didn't realize that the kid, I mean, just give him another test. It doesn't matter. Watch him. And do it. But they figured it all out.
We had that issue with Madison, putting the work on the paper.
Yeah, but she didn't need to.
She didn't need to. She knew it. So
my son was right with it.
There was no reason. And I said to her, next time, she says, "It's a waste of time," and you say wasting time is the only thing we can't get back. And I said, unfortunately, there are some times in life we have to waste time. Or we wind up wasting more time explaining why we didn't want to waste time in the first place.
Fulfill the expectation. Move on.
I said, teacher has X amount of money she has to spend on pencils, and if you don't put your work in the paper, she's not meeting her quota.
My son made a bad mistake, though, going to the Air Force Academy. Not going. The Air Force Academy was great. But when he went there, he was very proud of the fact that he clept out of some entry-level, I mean, some freshman classes in calculus and physics and stuff. And I said, oh, no, please tell me you didn't do that. He almost didn't catch up. I mean, all of a sudden, he's thrown into the second. I mean, he knew enough to get to clep it out because he knew it, but he was swimming. You know, it would have been nice to relax a little bit, even if it was a review. Get your feet on the ground, because you're going to be taking physical stuff. You're going to be learning stuff you don't know. At least get a little bit of a break and make a review of calculus. Ace it. That's fine. Maybe you'll learn a little bit more, but no, you didn't do that. He regretted it. He regretted it. But
we all want to finish sooner. We all want to get out sooner.
You're not. It's 4 years of the academy. The academy's 4 years. If you do extra, it's 4 years. You do whatever, it's 4 years. It's not going to get you hit. You're not hit. I was behind in college to my wife. My wife graduated. And when I was just barely a sophomore or whatever. I mean, I just was going in. I completed 2 years of college, my junior and senior year, in 12 months. I just threw it out. And I did it with a 4.0. I did it in 12 months. But it was summer school, Christmas break, spring break. I took a class, night class and day class on two campuses. And it was like 24 credit hours a semester. I don't know what it was, 26. And just kept burning through it. But it wasn't that hard, really, if you just study.
Just keep pushing.
But the thing is that the people in college don't study, really. There's too many extracurricular activities.
it's fine to have the extra expertise if you know you can get the work done.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we have failing. What we don't teach a lot in college anymore. We spend more time worrying about making sure everybody has the right pronouns than we do about how they're going to handle life when using those pronouns.
How do you do that? I mean, I get it. When you say handle life, are you talking about like checkbook?
I believe it's illegal now, but they used to give away free T-shirts for signing up for credit cards.
Oh.
On campus. Sign up for a credit card, and we'll give you a T-shirt. We'll give you a water bottle.
You could learn about life and get more in debt before you ever leave. Yeah.
And, you know, I was a victim of that.
You were.
I think I left, maybe if 350 is the lowest credit score you could have, I had like a 275. Because I had so many credit cards, because I had all the cool stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, didn't realize there was a $5 fee here, $4 fee here. You missed a fee, that's $25, you know, hit.
I'm sure your dad paid it all off for you.
Yeah. If there was a debtor prison, he would have had me come home and deliver it to me personally. But it took time to clean it all up and, you know, realize that.
How do we teach life, though? How do you do that?
Well, in my household.
No, I'm talking about schools. How do schools engage in that?
They're not going to do it. It doesn't make sense, because heaven forbid a kid understands what debt is, nobody would go to college and soup up those massive student loans.
Right.
So you have to start at home. And that I have the kids. They get an allowance. Out of that allowance, they pay a tax. It goes into operational facilities for the house.
You do that now?
Yes. Then they have their chores. Don't get a chore done.
Edward, you're Abby normal. but your kids are getting a great education.
And so we have these fee structures. You don't hit the mark. There's a fee. There's a tax. There's an assessment made. Your room's not clean. And we have the choice when I'm saying, okay, go clean your rooms. They'll come out. Is your room clean? Yes, Father. Now, do you want me to come inspect or do you want me to review? Now, you would think those are the same words.
No, they're not.
They're not. A review is I'm going to take around and say, okay, that, there, that. An inspection is I'm coming in with a notepad.
And check the corners.
And that notepad is, okay, I found a toy, 25 cents. Ooh, bed's not made, $10. So they will ask me, Edison, conflict, will you come and review my room with me? Will you come review my room with me? Yeah. I said, are you ready for inspection? I want one more review. And then for the 50th review, it's, I'm picking up stuff. But Madison would go, inspect.
I used to tell my kids all the time that my job as a dad is to teach you how to exist in the world, real life. That's my job. Lessons. And they would catch me. Like, but Dad, you're speeding and that is it costs you a ticket and all that stuff, you know, and because I talk about rules and all that stuff, but that just means they're learning.
Well, you've seen
my
Nazi grammar children.
Yes, they are. I like it.
Edison,
I do like it.
Edison yesterday when I said yeah once.
Mm.
Father.
Oh, Madison called me on air,
yeah.
Which is wonderful. I mean, I approve. It means she's thinking.
But the one thing I think we lack in teaching our kids is reality. The world is not rainbows and hugs and kisses and embracing of the future. It is a dark, but dreary.
But reality, for me, is exactly what John showed you, and that is everything's possible.
Yes, but you have to have an understanding.
But most people don't believe it.
That the world is not there to make your life easier. It is there to crush you. And once you come to a realization that the world is there to crush you, you can crush back.
I guess so. I mean, yes, the world will crush you. There's good people within it that will give you a hand and help you, or I wouldn't be where I am. Same with you. You've had people that have mentored, come along, and been able to do those things. The thing that you did was able to identify the right ones.
And it's figuring out that you have, it's a fight every day. There is no taking a break. Maybe a day here, days here, day there, a week there. But if you let your guard down, it's gone.
Can be.
And that it is not going to be sunshine and rainbows. Which is why I cannot stand these sitcoms on TV. They're almost banned from my household. Where the world's problems are solved in 48 minutes.
Oh. Yeah, there's a lot of those.
I can't. I can't take it. I let the kids know when we drive by somebody that we are one step away from being that guy in the street.
Back when I was a successful businessman and success at my level, I sent all my key staff, every one of them, to leadership training in Vegas for 3 days called Rapport Leadership. And it would be four different classes, 3 days each class, where you're up like boot camp and all day in leadership training, all those kind of trainings. And the whole message is you know, we have choices and life and all that stuff, but surviving is not thriving. And just to survive it is not enough forever. And to do the extra.
You have to do the extra. Yeah. But you can't just expect to throw a check here and there. Yeah. And the one thing is, somebody asked me at the end of the party. I walked outside, and there was a gentleman who was wrapped up in a blanket. Definitely you could see he was homeless.
Yeah.
And I walked out, and I talked to him.
Yeah. And what'd you learn?
I learned that life had just hit him, and he gave up.
That second part is the real story, is the giving up or acceptance.
So, I broke my own rule. Rather than just bringing food or something, I give cash.
Okay.
And I said, you know, somebody a long time ago gave me a break. Here's yours.
Right.
So what you do with it is up to him.
You don't know.
I'm hoping he can get a hotel room.
Don't know.
Get showered.
Don't
get food.
Yeah. Yeah, most people where they are because of acceptance. Nobody made you do it. Nobody got you there. And the opportunities are available in abundance.
There's an opportunity around every corner. This town could turn into a mega technical wonder.
Yeah.
But there are certain people on the radio who keep calling it a small, happy town.
It is a small, happy town.
But rather than seeing the opportunity...
I'm the culprit.
Because you have to look beyond what it is.
Yeah.
And start looking at what it can be.
Mm-hmm.
And once we settle into, we're a small, happy town who happen to be full of a lot of military people, so we don't...
That's all true.
We can't get past that.
Right.
All right, let's get past it. I'm sure there's people who've lived here their entire lives. Mark being one of them.
Yeah.
And look what he did. He created...
Jet Red. And other businesses. They worked on other businesses, too.
But he took, in essence, what most of the world would see as wasteland and turned it into a very successful business.
Sure. And there are opportunities. I know... you know, I own Napa Auto Parts for them. One of the deals that you know, the local vendors wanted me to sign on to was to block Walmart from expanding, which is right next to me on one of my stores. And I said, I'm not interested. I think it's a good thing. And it's free enterprise. But they will put you out of business. I said, it's not possible. But that's the mentality of many, that I can't compete with them. And I never did compete with Walmart. I did what they couldn't do.
Service.
Yes, service and expertise and the niches that they would never attempt to reach, because they would only do the high flow part of the business and never the entirety. And that they would never have expertise at all. So I actually, being next to them, helped me.
Well, I think the biggest thing I see in business today, as people refer to as the disposable customer, they're coming in to buy something small. Don't worry about them.
Oh.
And I'm the one who always walks in and buys something small just to see, and then ask a million and one questions. And I know that I'm walking out and that they made a nickel off of me, but I walked out with $1 million worth of information. Now, if they do it openly, I'll be back.
Yeah.
And it'll be reversed. But if you treat me as a disposable customer.
My first month here owning the Napa Auto Parts stores, I am not a parts guy. I'm a business guy owning a parts store. But I was still helping on the counters occasionally because I could do some minor things. A guy came in that was a winter visitor. He said, Russ, can you get a rebuild kit for a carburetor for a 67 Chevy 4-barrels? Let's find out. And I probably spent 20 minutes because, I didn't do it every day. So it took me a little while, but I was very happy to find out exactly what I needed to do, exactly the right questions. I found that, yes, indeed, those rebuild kits are available. He said, wow, that's amazing. I don't own one, but I just always wanted to know. And he left. It didn't matter to me. I mean, it was funny. At the time, you know, it was hilarious. And that he helped me because I learned the books better.
Well, I mentioned to people all the time, service is important to me.
Yeah.
And I want to be treated like everybody else. We had, for the longest time, had bought Fords. Not Escorts. Escapes. For a lot of people.
Those
at the
Fords.
Company.
Yeah.
Ford Escapes.
Yeah.
Not Escorts. The SUV is the Escape, if I remember correctly.
Right.
Every year bought people new ones. That was my gift that we handed out to people. Because
as company cars.
As company cars.
Okay.
And one year I went into the dealership because it was time to replace close to 300 of them. Had to go.
Okay.
My policy is 100,000 miles and they're gone. Safety reasons.
Yeah. There's a... Yeah.
You know, I figured they're burning out, but I don't want to pay... I told you, I've never actually had first I went to your shop. I said, people actually pay to have this done?
Sure.
Why not just get rid of it?
Yeah.
So that amazed me, and I never wanted to be a part of that. So I'm sitting there negotiating with the guy, and I said, listen, I had to buy 300 of these things. I want a good price. You know, I want a massive discount here because you're getting not only quantity but quality for me as a customer. And he's like, I can't do it. We know my bosses know who you are. They know who your company is. I can come down this far. Now, in my little bubble of my little hometown, we're known as being the cheapskate. And the guy who owns the Jeep dealership, right across the street from the Ford dealership, saw me in what is a very known pattern of where I'm on my phone, walking back and forth. That's what I'm trying to decide if I'm going to spend the money.
Okay.
He walks over and he says, they won't give you a deal, will they? I can see it in your eyes.
Really?
And I went, what's the issue? He says, I've seen you here every year, sometimes twice a year, buying from him. Want to come look at me? I said, well, because my dad was a Ford guy, he was a... He goes, why? I used to have Jeeps. I love Jeeps, but this is what we buy. Come look. All right, fine. But I'm thinking Ford Escape cost is one notch. Jeeps, several notches up.
Because you see them as a better value.
Better value.
Okay.
Mostly because it was the first car I ever owned. And
yes, because there's an emotional attachment.
Emotional attachment to it.
There you go.
And so we walked in, and he said, well, what were they going to charge you for the Escapes? And I gave him a number. He says, I'll match it. I went, yeah, but that's a Jeep. I don't want to pay that. He says, yes, but let me show you the value of the Jeep. Drove me around.
And he's talking to Cherokee, though.
Yes.
The SUV.
The SUV. And he said, better yet, how about I give it to you for 2 weeks? Just drive around town. Of course, you know, 2 weeks, everybody I knew my first car was a Jeep. Told all the stories I've been in high school about with having a Jeep. Came back, deal. Now we're all Jeep people.
How many Jeeps have you bought now?
Too many.
Thousands.
Probably. Easily. For the same guy.
Yeah.
And I shipped them across the country.
And you drive a Jeep.
I love my Jeep. I won't give away my Jeep.
Really?
People constantly mock me.
Because
like,
you're...
Why don't you have some type of other more expensive,
why?
Elaborate car?
Like a Maybach or something.
And I say, well, why? I am too big to fit into one. And I always say, I'm married. My wife is stuck with me. I don't have to impress anyone. And for heaven's sake, does she ever mock me about my car?
Hers is horrible.
Beyond it, should be
it's
shot.
Bad.
I left it in a drug-infested area with the keys in it.
No one's
and I
it.
Came back to a car, please move it, it's making the neighborhood look bad.
Yeah, and hers is a 1999 Hyundai Elantra.
Yes.
With over 200,000 miles.
250,000.
And she loves it. She's named
more
it.
Than me.
It's part of the family.
Yeah, the fire department has a list of people to save. It's the kids, Freddie. I believe there's some personal items.
And Freddie's the car.
Freddie's the car.
And then there's pictures. Women love pictures.
Pictures.
Yeah, they got to be saved.
And then if there's time.
Yeah.
Me. But if the plants in the back kitchen are available, but, go for the plants.
But you did make the list.
I did make the list. Yes.
Oh, that's kind of important. She made the list. Veronica's in town.
Yes.
You know, which is really nice. It's nice that she got up. I guess that trek yesterday was a little bit much for you.
No, I've actually been going on like 3 hours of sleep every night.
Yeah. What's going on?
Well, the show really drives my adrenaline because I love reading. And
yeah.
So when I start reading about the different news sources and stuff to do show prep, I just get lost, and so there's 3 hours of sleep every night.
So you do the show prep, you come and do the show, and then you plan the day.
Yeah, because I'm up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and then I don't go to bed till like after 9:30.
There were fireworks last night all over town.
Yeah, you know, there were...
I'm surprised at some of the
big ones.
So
many.
Yeah. Because, you know, we were going to have fireworks, and we were shut down and told... In fear of being in trouble with the law, we should not set them off. And I was surprised to see so many. Big ones.
Yes.
These were not small Roman candles that you bought over at the Sam's Club. But they did set them off.
Nobody goes to Sam's Club. You want to be invested in Costco.
is that the one you back?
Yes.
We don't have a Costco in town. The Costco would be in Imperial Valley... About an hour's drive west.
Imperial Valley. I like that area.
It's California.
All right. Never mind.
Okay.
Just
never mind. Yeah, you would have to admit, vote for Nancy Pelosi. But the fireworks were... I don't know if anyone ever gets arrested. Do they?
I don't know.
Dogs take it okay?
Like 2 or 3 years ago, we had... Lots of fireworks. Like, I went down to the firework little shop that they tent.
The legal
they had
stuff.
In front.
The legal
yes,
stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And somebody called the cops on us.
But that's okay.
But they were just, like, sparkly little
yeah.
stuff. And then, like, somewhere down the neighborhood, there's these big, huge fireworks going off. But that was earlier in the day. It wasn't late at night. I think late at night, they just...
Oh, I had...
so much going on.
I had midnight stuff going off. I know I was up walking the dog.
From 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock in the morning, that just kept going off. Tons of fireworks going off.
We have in my family, if we're separated during big holidays, is we all go out and look at the moon at the same time.
Oh, that's neat.
And is then you're, well, everyone's looking at the exact same thing.
Yes.
And the fireworks were going off. And that's what Madison said. See, the sheriff is just as effective here as he is in Virginia.
I'm going to tell Wilmot that she said that.
But, you know, if Jackie was like, I thought you guys said that your fireworks were... canceled.
Exactly.
The cops came in town and destroyed the fun. I said, yes, they did. She goes, then what's that noise?
Yeah.
Madison's like, stop talking. And I was like, it's just fireworks, yes, but we're not doing it. And Jackie, typical, we'll talk. I'm like, I'm videotaping. Look, we're in the courtyard.
She thought you might be not being full disclosure.
Well, because she now digs, and you ask my kids questions, and they've learned to dig and get
yes.
the detail from me, because I'll agree to anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll say, but you didn't say this, so I'm going to make that choice. So there are times in the car when we're alone, even with their friends. Their friends are like, it took you 12 minutes to ask if you could play a video game, or can you put the radio on? Because they will say, you know, Dad, can we listen to the radio of a modern artist, a paid modern artist, singing a modern song, modern being defined as anything from 1995 to the current day.
And really?
Yes.
You make them drill down to specifics.
Because mm-hmm. details, the devil's in
yeah.
the detail.
Oh, my goodness.
And if they walk into me and they say, can we put the radio on, I put Bloomberg. Right. Or can we listen to music?
Mm-hmm.
And I have a Mongolian orchestra. And I'll put that in. And then or once they ask, can we listen to modern music?
Yeah, I'd shoot you too.
Okay. I got some Japanese modern flute music.
Words matter.
Veronica.
Yeah.
How'd your kids like yesterday's outing?
Oh, they loved it. I went home and I did not hear one sound
until
maybe 5 o'clock this morning.
Did they fall asleep in the car?
They were exhausted.
Yeah.
Like, they were
because we were
actually,
at the Hall Mine in the Castle
yeah,
Dome.
5 minutes into the ride, they were out.
That's a good thing.
That is. It's great because you know that they absorbed the information that they were given. The environment, they soaked it in. They engaged with each other.
Mm-hmm.
We did that science project out there.
With a big balloon.
The solar balloon, except it wasn't hot enough because it was really cloudy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't look at me. That's nature.
It's your fault. We normally don't have too many clouds here.
No.
Oh, yeah. Did you get the pictures I sent?
No, I haven't.
My goodness. I got up really early to make sure I got at least to get a few pictures to these guys that want to see them, and nobody does.
Okay,
went
first
to your
of
email,
all,
by the way.
To be considered a true artist,
yeah,
you must not be respected for the first 10 years of your life in the art field.
I've got that nailed.
Well, you just bought the camera.
Oh, no, but I'm used to not getting respect, so it's
but
fine.
It has to be the art of the issue you want us to look at.
I'm not cutting an ear off either.
Well, we can take it the other way.
No.
The pictures are worth much more if something else happens.
Yeah, you die. I know. The value goes up.
I'm just saying.
I can understand it.
I'm a value number guy.
I know you are.
I know
you are.
I know just the place to take them.
I was just going to say, don't try your brakes until you're doing about 60 down the highway.
We visited some. But your kids, just capturing their smile. I mean, they were happy.
Yeah, they were excited. They loved Madison. Madison shared with them a lot of information that they weren't aware of. So they were paying attention to whenever she engaged with them, with her, whenever she engaged with them, sorry. And it was a great time. We love the desert. We like exploring.
Did you feed
going
them?
Back to Castle Dome, yes.
And we were talking about that a while ago because somehow lunch happened and we'd never, I didn't care.
Well, I wasn't paying, normally, I usually have my phone constantly in my hand.
Yeah.
And I didn't see your text, I'm taking the kids over for lunch, until about 2 hours we were already back at the hotel.
But if I'm doing something like that, I don't get hungry.
I don't get hungry.
Yeah, and I don't get hungry either. I can keep working for 12 hours, not even go to the restroom.
Think about it.
However, children are in a different timeline.
Yeah.
And
you did the right thing. It's Edward and I that ignored
and
them.
And I was like, all right, goodbye, people. We're leaving. And they ate. They were really good with making sure that they finished everything that they had. We packed up and cleaned everything up. At no point were they like, where's my dad? They didn't care. They were like, forget him. We're over here.
They're doing their own thing.
Yeah.
They don't care about dad, or there's a realization there's nowhere else to go. He's got to be here.
No, they knew he was there, but they weren't asking for him to come over or needing him in any way. They knew that whatever they needed.
Self-sufficient.
They knew Mike had the keys.
Taken care of.
Yeah. To what?
The car.
Oh, Mike did. That's right. I was thinking.
Well, there was so much to do.
Where's the security?
There, anyways, because there was a lot of animals roaming around.
Coyotes were healthy looking.
Oh, yes, and they were happy. They walked by our truck, and I was like, okay, guys, be quiet. The coyote's here. And they were just quiet in the car watching the coyote just walk around the parking lot there.
Yeah. Well, we saw them over by the trailers wondering when they were going to put the pet cat out.
dinner.
But they were healthy animals. I mean, usually the coyotes are scraggly looking, and these look more like dogs than wolves or something.
Yeah, they're really pretty.
They were. That's unusual.
Well kept. It wasn't scraggly. It looked like a healthy animal. And the beauty of that was that they got to see these animals in their environment.
Yeah, they stayed close by. They were never very far from the encampment there.
No, and Alan has animals himself. He has little
rabbits and quail in abundance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And coyotes like quail. I mean, they're good friends.
We'll have you over for dinner.
Exactly right. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. AM 560.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store, is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So
protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and snug top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and snug top shells and lids at Truckmates in this brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
AM 560 KBLU. Russ Clark with you Friday at 8:40, New Year's Day. Veronica's here. She finally got out of bed.
Yes.
That's all right. You've been doing a lot. It's been a whirlwind for you.
Yeah, but it's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a blast. I've had a great time.
Exploring out in the desert and spending time with the kids and engaging them in this environment.
Right. Edward's here too.
Ciao.
Whatever.
But nobody cares about that one.
Well, I don't care. but no, it's been fun. Absolutely watching the kids and everything else and you making plans for them.
More than just being engaged in what we're doing, it is really nice to know that they appreciate the area. Like, they are calling their friends, telling them, hey, look at what I'm doing. And their friends are like, what?
You know, we really haven't...
I didn't get to do that.
we really haven't shown Edward very much at Yuma.
No.
He's only been here twice and shown him the same thing because the kids wanted to see it, obviously. And there's a lot that we didn't see. But we haven't even been to the river or, you know, Martinez Lake or...
No, the Fisher's center of Landing. The world. We haven't even been hiking. We haven't done a lot of stuff, but I'm sure that we will because I'm thinking they're probably going to want to...
There's a lot of people that say there's nothing to do in Yuma.
They need to send them my way.
Send them over.
Have them come talk to me.
That's right. But there's a lot to do. And the thing I liked about Yuma, of course, back when I had an airplane anyway, but we're close to Vegas, we're close to San Diego, we're close to Phoenix, you know, or Scottsdale. I mean, everything is within reach until I start riding your kids. And they thought we were driving forever to get to mine. This is like around the block, man. That's not we're just getting in the car and stopping in Phoenix or something. But I consider that close. But I guess it's all subjective. But look, in a big city, if you drive across town, it takes more time than me driving to Phoenix.
Which is why I hike on foot.
Yes.
Because I can get there faster.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we also have a policy in our house. You must hold what you bring.
You mean carry it? So if you go shopping?
You have to carry it yourself. You're not going to hand it off to me.
Oh, to you. Okay.
Or anybody else. Right. You have to carry it yourself. If you can't carry it, it's not worth taking. And that's what we pack.
And that's fair. I mean, assuming you're not going for big screen TVs.
No.
Okay.
But just like for travel.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the first time we did that for Edison, and I said, you're going to pack your own bag. Make sure you have enough clothes. It was a pair of underwear, a pair of shorts, 9 different dolls, his blanket, and I think a half-used old toothpaste container. No toothbrush, but he brought the toothpaste because he had to make room for what he's going to bring with him back.
Do you help him after that?
His mom now gets involved, makes sure they're wearing. But she also looks at what I bring, too. She's like, why do you have 50 pairs of shorts?
Now, when you travel, do you pack your own bag?
I do pack my own bag.
Okay. Well, I've known a lot of guys that travel all the time, and the wives have it ready and setting on in the bed. And...
She asks me, she's the only pack for you? No.
Okay.
Because you pack stuff that I want.
Right.
She goes, but you can make you look, you know, acceptable. I'm married.
You want the socks to match.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I got that far. They're both great, eh?
All that stuff. But you travel enough to where packing is routine.
A lot of the times what I've done is I always target around where we have a house. So there's clothes there. So just enough to get to the next house.
Do you have homes in a lot of places that you go? Regularly, you'll have a home there.
I have a home if we go regular. I look at the cost of staying in hotels, and sometimes I just want to be by myself or be with the family. And if you're at the hotel, and if it's one of our hotels, then it's you can't enjoy yourself.
Because they know you're there.
Because they know you're there, and all of a sudden...
And they want to impress you.
Make you feel special.
Right.
And we've been in hotels where, you know, the entire staff stays until, you know, we get up and leave, and they're there until we get back.
Right. And that makes it, I don't know, annoying or just...
Makes it annoying.
Does it?
You want to just go out and jump in the pool and have fun with your kids, and now you're waiting a minute, I can't drown my daughter today because there's someone watching.
Yeah. Asking if you need a towel to drown your daughter. I know. Exactly. But who takes care of the houses?
We contract it out.
You contract it out. So there's people that do that. I guess there's people here that do that for others that keep the maintenance up and check on the homes and all that kind of stuff. It's a routine.
But I need to find a fluff and fold. Do you have a fluff and fold here?
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
You don't know what a fluff and fold is? Where you drop off dirty laundry, they do the laundry, and fold it, and...
Oh, gosh, yeah, there's people who do that here.
Yeah.
Can they do it in an hour?
Ooh, I don't think so.
See, we just have a bag of stuff. They got, well, mostly from the desert.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to put back in bags. I want to just wash it and let them pack it back in.
I know there are a few of them, but I don't... You know who? Yeah, she knows who. She'll take care.
Well, we just bail it back. We've done that before. We've gotten stuff really dirty.
I got boxes. We can put it in a box.
And we put it in and mail it back to the house.
Yeah.
And then the poor Susanna, who handles all that stuff at the house in Crystal City, whenever she sees a box labeled to her, she makes me open it. She says, I know what that is.
Dirty laundry.
Dirty laundry.
Yeah, we don't want to do it.
She goes, I checked the hotel you were at had a laundry. Mm-hmm. Why did you send this back to me? To show you we love you.
That's right. So Edward and I have been talking about education. Mm-hmm. A little bit. Education important to you?
Oh, very.
I know it is for you personally. You're still studying.
Mm-hmm.
And all that. How do you impress your kids that they need to get more education than they think they want?
It's a daily thing. It's not a 8 to 5. It's showing them, hey, this is what you need to know every single day wherever we go. One of the things I told my oldest daughter, because she was like, what field of work should I go into? And I was like, well, you'll always need to understand finances, and you always need to worry about your health. So I would say those are two great fields to enter to. And so when Edward came down, I was like, remember I told you about finances? So they're, you know, engaging, talking to Madison about different stuff, and of course she shares with them the information that she knows, and right. So they take that back with them.
College?
And that was just yesterday. So every single day, I find a way to introduce something new to them. While we were out at Castle Dome Mine, we went into the gift shop, and they have a Saguaro boot sitting there. And I was like, I don't even know what this is. So at home at night, I'm looking up what a Saguaro boot is and why Alan has them for $45 at his gift shop, which is really cheap because you can get them online for over
$120. Right.
Saguaro boot is actually a bird's nest inside a saguaro. And when they carve out their hole inside the saguaro protects itself by making this wood-like structure so that it doesn't lose moisture. And once the saguaro dies, you have this boot that's left of a old bird's nest.
But Edward had to ask what those were because they weren't well labeled. I think there was a sign somewhere, but you didn't even know it was about the things on the table.
Right.
You know.
So I had asked him, you know, why do you have this? He said, well, I got it at a really good deal. I said, Alan, that's called junk marketing.
Yeah.
And you're bringing stuff in to fill your shelves that have nothing to do with what you're doing here. Everything that walks out of a mine, a tourist attraction, should be labeled what it is. And even the shot glasses I looked at, he had a picture of the glowing rocks, fluorescent rocks. I said, this shot glass, yeah, it looks cool, but doesn't tell me it's Castle Dome, Yuma, Arizona.
Right.
And the problem is that somebody will have this on their shelf, and I collect these things. And everything should be a target market. It should be a target, 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 target. Mm-hmm. You walk out, you should be walking out with, you know, something that says where you are, how you get in there.
It's not Edwards. It's not Allen's thing. He needs someone to help him, but he's so good at what he does. Mm-hmm. That's not it. He needs to keep bringing buildings in and remodeling. The guy's always got something going on.
But Madison told me not to kill the magic.
So. Yeah, the magic there was amazing. You can't kill it. Actually, I think the place can be improved greatly.
It's
like
a great
every
place,
every business can probably use tweaking.
Mm-hmm.
And Allen's no different.
And the thing about the Castle Dome Museum is that there's so many ways that you can educate your kids on the different aspects of history, Sonoran Desert, wildlife that's out there.
The education of walking around with Allen is what intrigues me. Now we need to be able to have that available to everyone without wearing him out. You know, that's going to come to videos or finding a different media source to make sure everyone gets that story.
Yeah.
And you've been to major, like Smithsonian and other thing, where you walk around with something that explains everything you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that would go...
A headset, kind of sound set, but he needs something more modern.
Right.
People don't do the headsets anymore.
Right.
It has to be visual. Mm-hmm. It has to be someone talking to you, looking you in the eye. And when he told me, we'll put a video up. On your phone, not something that someone has to stay still.
Because pretty much everyone has a phone.
Everyone has a phone. I mean, I can't think of... After the age of 5, it's pretty much glued.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my granddaughter's 3. I suggest she gets one because sometimes when she disagrees with her parents, they don't let her call me.
No. I didn't get my kids a phone till last year. And I held off as much as I could. Yeah.
Okay.
I held off as long as I could because they're always with me.
I think
so. There's no need for them to have it.
I think that's child abuse. And
giving
and
them the phone gives them access, and I want to limit who has access to them.
Okay.
Because you just don't know.
See,
there's weirdos online, and
Madison came to me at 5, and she said, "Father, we have to talk. There's a serious family issue that's taking place. You travel, and I can't get a hold of you. We can solve this problem by getting me a phone."
I really like that girl. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really well thought out.
And I said, okay, if you can memorize the phone number, you can have a phone. I gave her a phone number, and in 2 days she came back to me and blurted it back out again.
And she got a phone.
She had a phone.
That's excellent.
But I did the same thing to my father, too, you know, who's... That turned out to be a mistake.
Well, why?
Because he had a flip phone, and I finally introduced him to modern technology.
Ooh. Ooh.
And then it went from, you know, being, you know, I'll talk to my father once a week, to him video chatting me. The original video chats. You remember? You know.
So he liked the technology.
Oh, yes.
Mel still has a flip phone and would not give it up for anything.
No, he fell in love with it, and I knew new phones were coming out because he would start telling me about them. Well, you know, our phones that we have, they can do this, but
the new one
can do that and this. You know, oh, okay. Well, did I mention it could do this as well? And he's like, maybe we should, for productivity reasons, get everybody new phones so we can be more communicative.
So your whole family's figured you out?
Pretty much, oh, yeah. Unfortunately, my dad passed 3 years ago.
I know.
And, you know, that was a loss. But, you know, now my daughter is more than happy to fill his shoes. Dad, do you know the new quad-issued high RAM capacity? Now we can have chatting without delay. Okay.
Good for her.
We can always just talk on the phone. Oh, Father.
Hey, you do something interesting with the kids, which I've never seen before, but you can shut their phone usage and monitor it from your phone.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you can actually turn it off or turn it on and automate it to where at certain times of the day it's unavailable.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. And if you saw them, they always, when they ask, do you have your phones? And I'd show them, okay, he's got that one. Because there's only one phone that controls all that. And they'll make sure that I have that phone.
And they would ask you, like, could I have a little more time?
Bonus time. Can I have 5 more bonus? What's in it for me?
I didn't even know those kind of things were available. Is that something that's common?
Yeah, you can get it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
It's family share plans. Share plans is that I can see what you're doing, you can see what I'm doing, and I can regulate about what level, even down to what video ratings they can watch on YouTube.
Also, I imagine it's got locators.
Yes.
Okay.
But they're all chipped.
Yes. Of course.
And at 42 all, I'll tell them they can take it out.
Yeah. Yeah. I would like to see the look on their face.
Actually, all their friends know that there's something, because I'm always, when they go out and do something, I'm at the front door before they even turn the corner.
They know.
And the parents are like, Alex,
did you see us coming?
I'm that in tune with my children.
That's right. It's a psychic connection.
Mm-hmm. I could feel you getting closer.
Psychic with the technology upgrade.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Yeah. But you get to know all the new stuff that's coming out.
Oh, I love the labs.
You know, I saw something on satellites the other day, and I wanted to ask you about it. But Japan is working to make wooden satellites so that they burn up on reentry.
Good luck with that one.
I didn't know how that would work.
I'm just thinking how wood would handle the temperature differential. You'd have to still treat it immensely.
I don't know what it would be, but the reentry and the space junk, and I know because you work with SpaceX and all that other stuff, but the space junk is a real problem, and it's massively growing.
It is, and we actually sent some of ours for a nosedive because we had aging satellites.
So you decided what to do with them?
We did. We nosedived them.
You did not send them out into space?
No, we nosedived them.
And that was the easiest way?
That was what our...
And that means just bring them back into the atmosphere, let them burn up. And the residuals will land over the ocean.
Originally, our concept is that what I was sold on was sending them towards the sun.
I like that because they do it on Star Trek.
Yes, but when we had it looked into, what they were telling us took out 3 very large issues.
What?
Mercury, Venus, and space junk that's already naturally floating around that could potentially re-divert these ships onto these planets, which then could contaminate the planet. Or
is EPA worried about...
It's not an issue in EPA. It's a morality issue.
Okay.
You know, what if someone from a spacefaring group were to let something crash on our planet? Millions of years ago. Billions of years ago. So
that's probably how we evolved.
I wouldn't doubt it, you know, because no one gets these kind of allergies without some kind of...
Exactly.
Throwing junk somewhere.
So you were able to get them to re-enter. Can they make it re-enter to where it's not going to hit a continent?
They target the Pacific.
Okay.
That is like the end-all be-all is the Pacific Ocean, the target. And what I told them, we didn't get sued, is everything that we sent down burn up.
And you would be getting a phone call if something went amiss.
Yes.
It's your responsibility, your liability.
Yes.
So if some woman in Nebraska gets hit in the head with a piece of your satellite...
The phone's ringing.
Yeah.
And then I call Josh.
Josh will fix it.
He make it go away.
That's not mine.
Is that your logo? Yes. That's your satellite? Yes. Did it come through my roof? No.
But making them out of wood made perfect sense to me.
I just don't see how you're still going to have to treat it. You're talking about negative 200 in the shade, plus 200 in the sun.
And you think it would be
what's going to expand and contract?
Might be. I don't know. I'll be curious to see what the Japanese come up with.
There are a lot of crazy stuff out there that interest me, and they're allowed to get through to my desk simply for the fact that I get a kick out of reading it.
Yeah, and then you throw in the trash.
And then I throw in the trash.
But there's got to be a solution because there's too much. And maybe it's a way to clean it up, too. And there's a lot of suggestions on that, removing it.
I really think we need to come up with some type of netting system.
Right.
That will start grabbing items. But a lot of the trash is things you don't think of.
Nuts, bolts.
Nuts, bolts that we lose. While they're doing repairs, they lose.
And they track those, anything over an inch or two, they
yeah.
see it.
Because you imagine if a lug nut were to pierce the skin of the space shuttle.
Right. And it can do that when it's traveling 2,000 miles an hour.
Right. with nothing to resist it.
We're out of time. Thanks for coming in. I will be back on Monday morning. Thanks for listening.
Happy AM New Year.
Happy New Year.
AM 560.
Conditioning and Heating Studio. This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.